A University of Washington study showed promise in reducing overdose deaths for people with opioid use disorder. State lawmakers allocated funding for this in the past two legislative sessions. Lauren Gallup reports.
Researchers at the UW saw promising initial results when community organizations combined quick access to medications for opioid use disorder with wraparound health and social services. Lawmakers took those results and put them into practice. The idea is to fund this community-based medication-first approach at organizations across the state. But the state money for these services isn't indefinite.
Once that money goes away, can we justify having such a large team?
That's Dr. Nate Kittle. He's the Addiction Medicine Specialty Director at HealthPoint in Auburn. Traditional medical reimbursement is based on the number of patients seen by a provider. Kittle says that doesn't make sense for this work. So while the money his program received will help them do the kind of healthcare lawmakers were hoping for, it goes away in June 2025. I'm Lauren Gallup, reporting.